Hector Crowdog's crime spree had come to an end, and because he had stolen U.S. mail, it became a federal crime. Crowdog was tried in Judge Isaac Parker's court, and despite the long-ago promise of the medicine man that he would never be hanged, he was found guilty and sentenced to that very fate. Thus it was that when John Henry arrived at Fort Smith for Straight Arrow's hearing, he got there just in time to see Crowdog about to be hanged. Crowdog stood on the gallows, his legs tied together, his arms lashed to his side. Deputy U.S. Marshal Garrett stood beside the prisoner, sweating under the hot sun. There, several hundred spectators stood in the same sun looking up at the gallows. There was one black cloud in the sky, but it wasn't large enough to provide any relief from the sun. Outside the walls of the fort, over 100 buckboards, spring wagons, and saddle horses bore witness to the distance so many had traveled to watch this hanging. Several arrived the day before and spent the night on the ground so they would be here to see the hanging of Crowdog, the man who would become infamous for murdering and plundering in Kansas, Arkansas, Colorado, and the Indian Territory.
Look at all those dumb people standing there in the hot sun, sweating like a run-out horse.
You're standing in the same sun.
Yeah, but you forget, I ain't gonna be here much longer.
Crowdog was of muscular build, though he was quite short, standing only about 5 feet 4 inches tall. As he looked out over the crowd, he was surprised to see John Henry.
Well, look here! If it's not my old friend, John Henry Six Killer. Come to watch your old friend die, did you, John Henry?
Looks like I got here just in time, Hector.
Hey, John Henry, do you remember I told you once I wasn't never gonna hang?
I remember.
Well, that's because Sam Blackhorse told me I wasn't never gonna hang. You remember him, don't you? The old medicine man?
I remember him.
Yeah, well, I wish I could see that old son of a bitch now. I paid him $1 to tell me I wasn't gonna hang, and here I am about to. I'd get my money back. That's what I'd do. Of course, that dollar wouldn't do me much good now, would it? Still, I'd like to have it in my pocket when I swing. Maybe when I get to hell, I can buy myself a nice cold beer.
You got any last words, Crowdog?
I come here to die. I didn't come here to make a speech.
Crowdog looked at Garrett, then out at the crowd, which consisted of men, women, and children, white, black, and Indian. He looked at John Henry again and smiled.
Oh, I'll bet you wish you was standing up here so you could just pull the lever, don't you, John Henry?
You put yourself there, Hector, when you killed that driver and a shotgun guard.
Suppose I did, but it seemed like the thing to do at the time. I am tired. Today, I'm going home.
Goodbye.
Crowdog turned to Garrett.
Say, didn't you say you was gonna hang me?
That's what I intend to do.
Then what the hell are you waiting around for? You don't want to disappoint all these people now, do you? They came to see a good show, and I'm the star. So let's quit all this fooling around and get it done.
Garrett looked over at the hangman and nodded. The hangman pulled the lever. It was an eerie coincidence. A clap of thunder shook the earth. The black cloud that had been hanging above the fort, not large enough to blot out the sun, shot down a bolt of lightning. The lightning struck Crowdog as he fell, causing sparks to fly from his body. Many were stunned, and some of the women swooned. Hector Crowdog's body hung at the end of the rope, still smoking from the lightning bolt.
I'll be damned.
He shook his head.
Hector Crowdog was killed by the lightning bolt before it reached the end of the drop. The old medicine man was right after all.